Welcome back to From Soil to Story, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. I'm Julia.
And I'm Donna.
And today that title really does speak to what we do here at the farm.
Yes, it does.
You have been busy in the garden.
Yes.
And bringing in some beautiful, delicious produce.
This is kind of peak season right now as far as harvest.
Absolutely. And I've been doing some preserving, canning, and freezing of that beautiful produce. And I'm getting excited for tomato season.
Yeah, we've had a couple of samples of tomatoes and some green tomatoes.
Ooh, fried green tomatoes.
And we have several that are just about to ripen, including a lot of the juicing tomatoes or canning tomatoes.
Yes, we do a lot of that. Tomato juice, marinara sauce, Bloody Mary mix, a Brava sauce that we use in place of ketchup. So
lots of pasta sauce.
Lots of that.
Lots of it.
Really excited for the tomatoes to ripen. But we had determined that we wanted to talk about books today.
Yes. And your latest novel just was released on June 16th.
That's right. The Wildwood Legacy, which is book 3 in the Landau Creek series, and really completes that story.
And it is exceptional. And I am totally biased, but it just really ties it all together so nicely. And I am not as good of a reader because of my attention span as I am a listener. But while I've been mowing, which we have to mow a lot right now because thankfully we've been getting a lot of rain, I have been listening to it while I mow. So usually I can get 8 or 10 chapters in listening to it while I'm mowing. So that I don't want to turn it off sometimes.
That is a great response
to
hear.
It's true.
I appreciate that. And it is available wherever books are sold. Signed copies in print are available through fivefelinefarm.com. And then the audio file, Spotify, I think is where you listen.
I listen to Spotify.
But it is on Audible, available through libraries. So wherever you get your audiobooks or ebooks or print books, it is available.
Yes, it's everywhere, and we will have an event. We had one event at Standing Stone.
Yes.
Actually, we didn't have books yet, but we were taking pre-orders, and I think the first shipment of books came in a day or two after we were at that event.
They did, and we went through that shipment
pretty quickly.
Very quickly.
Yes.
And unfortunately had to have a pause for a couple of reasons that we'll talk about before we had more books to come in. And one of the minor reason there was just a gap in the supplier sending the copies to us.
Right. But we try to guess about, because we have to buy the books. You know, I think some people just think we sell them for a profit. No, we have to buy the books. And so we're trying to keep our costs as low as we can. So we bought books that we thought, okay, this will last for a while. They were sold out, I think, the day that it came out. Now, we did have pre-orders. Most of those are all of those are pre-orders.
Yes.
With the exception of maybe 2 or 3.
Right.
But we sold out by, I think it was 9:30 the morning that it was released.
That was
pretty incredible and really made me feel really good.
Absolutely.
So then we have to wait on the next order.
Yes.
Because we didn't anticipate selling out so quickly, but that's a good problem to have.
It sure is. The other thing that happened, though, Wildwood Legacy released on June 16th, and the evening of June 17th,
yes,
our town had an EF2 tornado, and our property was spared. It was a few miles north of us, but very dear friends were impacted significantly. Our editor was impacted. And we just didn't feel right pushing sales.
No, it was
at that point in time.
No, that was the wrong thing to do. Many friends had lots of loss. We had minor damage here. We had it cleaned up in a matter of an hour or so. But in town, it was a lot different. We had friends that lost cars, houses. Most of them were out of electricity for
days.
Several days. And the city of Charleston just looked like a war zone.
It did. And as we record this, we are not quite 2 weeks past. And if you hear a little twittering in the background, that would be Ellie bringing one of her toys to participate.
Yes. So, yeah, it's a little bit annoying, but it's really cute.
It's super cute. But anyway, as I was saying, the tornado is not quite 2 weeks ago as we record this. And I think everyone has power restored. And the city is still picking up trees that were cut up and put on boulevards. I think people are still getting roof repairs.
Yes.
And it's just a very different experience to see that firsthand. What you see on TV.
Yeah, it is. And it just made it so real that our own friends are experiencing such devastation, stress, fear. So we went to work to help.
Yes. So we are grateful that no one had serious injuries.
Yes.
We had no deaths in this tornado. So we are indeed grateful for that. But we did take a pause in advertising and marketing. And really, this point in a new book release, we are usually just very on, consistent scheduling events.
We were scheduling events. And so you paused that, too. Because, again, it just did not seem like the right thing to do.
Not at all. That was not what was important.
Not at all.
But I feel like people are at a place where they've maybe not completely gotten over the shock, but have begun to move on with life. And we delivered all the books that we had
around trees
ordered
and power lines.
Yes.
You gave it a couple of days.
Right.
But we had some that you weren't able to deliver because they had so much damage. So those books went into the mail.
Right.
So that they could go ahead and get their book.
Yes. So now it is time to get events scheduled, get more advertising out there, and get folks reading The Wildwood Legacy.
Because we have another shipment.
We do.
I would
are
like
in
to see
stock.
Those go away.
Yes.
So
if you have not ordered, please get your order in. And another thing that I was thinking about as I was emailing this morning was about how books really don't have an expiration date. They don't spoil like milk does. So you can get this book and it will still be fresh and new to you whenever you get it.
That's right. And you're working on some other options. Plus, we have our other books available. We do have we have a really cool new t-shirt. I think it's really cool.
I am super excited about that one.
That is available in 17 colors, I believe, and 6 sizes.
Yes.
And it says Read Local on the front.
I will put that link in the notes for this episode. So you can take a look at that. And we are really kind of getting back into the swing of things.
Right. We have a couple of events. The next event is at the farm on July 18th. I believe.
Yes.
It's a Saturday from 9 to noon. and we will be here with books and maybe just catch up with some folks, because it's been a while since we've had people to the farm. So we have a lot of catching up to do.
We sure do. I think we'll be in the crib. Those of you who have been here for previous events, we're used to coming to the Merck,
which is now a workshop.
Yes. So we'll probably be in the crib and or a tent.
Yes.
So that'll be a little bit different, but we are really looking forward to seeing new friends, old friends. Stop by and say hello.
Buy a couple hundred books.
A couple hundred. Show them to your friends.
We have a couple other events that you're working on.
Yes, I am working on scheduling a couple of other events. So we'll announce those as soon as we have dates and times and locations confirmed. One other request. If you have read The Wildwood Legacy or any of our other books, please take a moment to go out onto Amazon or Barnes & Noble and leave a review. Those really help spread the word beyond the people we know and help buyers find these books.
Yes, because our circle is relatively small in the grand scheme of things. We have a lot of fans, but we need to get out further into the world, not just East Central Illinois.
Right.
So if you have any friends, family, anyone that you would be kind enough to just share the information with them, we would sure appreciate it.
Absolutely. And if you have ideas for events, book clubs, anything like that, that would be looking for a speaker, we love to come and talk to people.
Yeah.
And we will be happy to entertain those invitations if we're available and it's reasonable that we can get there. So those are also options. And we have a couple other ideas to kind of spread the word that you'll be hearing more about in the near future.
Sure.
So, any questions, comments? You can reply to this episode, leave a comment.
We really appreciate those, because sometimes, I know you're overwhelmed with information, that we really appreciate any feedback that someone's actually listening to.
That's right.
So we appreciate that. I love gardening questions.
Absolutely. You answer those a lot.
Yeah, but I really enjoy doing that.
So that's the latest on book publishing from Five Feline Farm Press. Until next time.
See ya.
Bye.